This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Frank Caliendo joins us now, June 1st at the Comedy Club, stardome.com. Hello, Frank. How are you today?
Jerry's Paint Company. That's who I called.
Jerry's Paint Company?
Yeah, is this Jocks? He goes, oh, no, this is Jerry's Paint Company.
That's a 205 for you.
Yep.
Well, it was great. I was like, do you want to talk sports and comedy? I can do it.
Okay.
Oh, no. We just paint. I guess apparently I'm giving a great plug to them, though. They're very nice.
Well, good.
So where are you on the NBA playoffs right now?
As far as have I been following along?
Yeah, I mean, are you watching? Are you like us? This is inevitable. We're going to see Golden State win again?
Yes and no. I'm really surprised by the Celtics. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm best friends with LeBron. And when and by best friends, this is very Stephen A. Smith of me. And by being best friends, I mean I've seen him play on television. I don't know if you guys know this. Years ago when I did the LeBron letter, I ended up meeting LeBron James because of it. And he was out shooting. It was in Phoenix, and he was just warming up. And he's got like 30 different managers and guys. He's like, hey, Bron. And LeBron looks over, and he's like, what? And he looks, and he sees me, and he gets a big smile on his face. And I changed the trajectory of his career at that point. No.
But we
ended up spending like half an hour with him. He took pictures with my kids and all kinds of stuff, and we used it as our Christmas card. So that's actually real. I think there's do you think the Cavs are going to beat the Celtics?
No, not anymore. I mean, I think it'll go maybe 6 or 7. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this thing flips around. But right now, I would kind of lean with you and the way Boston is actually playing as a collective team and how good Brad Stevens has been as a head coach.
That's the amazing thing is the team game. The problem is, I should do this as Charles Barkley. It'd be more interesting. The
sure. Yeah, please do.
Do it.
That when you play Golden State, they're a team, and they got 5 incredible players. They don't just have Jason Tatum and a couple other guys. We're talking about Steph Curry. We're talking about Kevin Durant. We're talking about guys with Draymond Green, who I want to punch in the face again. I never punched him in the first place, but I would love to do it repeatedly. I love that apology.
Yeah.
The apology was so Charles. It was basically – I apologize for Draymond Green having such a punchable face.
Frank Caliendo is with us, stardome.com, to get tickets. Starting June 1st, he's got shows there at Stardome, and I have been to this show in years past. It is amazingly funny, very high energy. Stardome.com for the tickets. And it's funny that LeBron was cool with you because not everybody likes your impersonations. I've always heard Madden did not care for your impersonation at all, and I'm sure there have been others.
Yeah, well, Madden, when I finally met him at the Super Bowl a few years ago in Dallas, and Jimmy Johnson was standing next to him, not the race car driver, the football coach. And I was like, Jimmy, can you believe I'm this close to John Madden? He's like, what? Yeah, Madden taps Madden on the shoulder. Madden looks at me and goes, oh, he had that look on his face. When he's hanging a doobie, yeah. See the bad guy pop out of the barrel. So he was talking to these kids, and I didn't want to bother him. And it turned out to be his grandkids, so I was glad I didn't. But after Jimmy had introduced me to him so oddly, I'm like, hey, I'm the guy who talks like your grandpa, and if you don't finish your dinner, boom, you don't get any dessert.
So good.
That's what my grandpa used to say to me, right? And so it was the longest 3 seconds of my life. It felt like 3 minutes because the kids look at each other. They look at John Madden. They look at each other again. And finally, they crack up. It was like a light bulb went on over Madden's head. Like, I get it now. Small children laugh. Gruden was interesting. When I met Gruden, that was another one at the Super Bowl. All the executives from the network were standing around and waiting to see how this was going to go because they didn't want me to make fun of him if he didn't like it, I guess. So I go up to Gruden, and he's like, so you're the guy that does me, huh? I'm like, yeah. He's like, where are you from? I'm like, and I looked up where he was from. I was like, Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind. But Gruden will text me, not since he's gone back to the Raiders, but he would text me at like 3 in the morning, things like, I just got done doing an impersonation of you in a commercial. And I'm too scared because he is like, he's just a presence, and you don't want to mess with him even over text because you feel like he can jump through the phone and give you the Chucky look. But my guess was that he was doing a commercial and he wasn't being big enough for what they wanted. They're like, do an impression of Frank Caliendo doing you. And I'm guessing it's that tire one where he's looking at the tire, talking on the white walls. Man, I'll tell you what, man, you're going to do a great job out there.
Hey, did all of the Fox guys like you from day one? Because we are talking about a lot of egos, and you know, and some people have a good sense of humor, but some people can kind of take it the wrong way and be super sensitive.
Sports guys can be tough because they're put on pedestals their entire lives. Because they are the go-to person, you know, in life. They're always celebrated growing up and stuff. But, yeah, the Terry and those guys, Terry was like, it was like doing, you know, the American Idol, and Terry Bradshaw thought he was the Simon Cowell character, but he didn't have the analogy, so all you do is go, not funny, Frank, not funny. And then after the show, funny stuff, Frank, funny stuff. Why can't you say that while I'm on TV? Howie hasn't explained the joke to me at that point. It's interesting being around so many sports people. And you kind of, when you're in the club, like if you've played sports or if you played in the NFL guys give you a little more leeway. Same with any sport because you're in the club. But I'm this little guy. You know, I'm 5'6", trying to make fun of these guys, and they're looking at me like, I could step on you, Frank. You know, it's that kind of a thing.
Where college football never ends.
The chip is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.